Test 8, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about places they have visited. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker has to say on the subject. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1. As usual, it was my parents who decided where we were going on holiday. It really annoys me when they do that, because I think I should have a say in the matter, given that they're dragging me along. So, this year they announced we were going to North Yorkshire to visit the home of the famous Bronte sisters. Now, I'd never even read one of their books, although I'd heard of Jane Eyre, which is probably their most famous one. Anyway, when we arrived there, I thought it was the most boring, empty spot I'd ever seen. So in desperation, I began to read Jane Eyre. Soon, I couldn't put it down, and the wild countryside I'd found so boring became exciting as I got further into the book. It turned out to be one of the best holidays I've ever had. Speaker 2.
I decided to go on a meditation course in a remote monastery, which sounded pretty romantic to me. I liked the idea of getting up at 4 a.m. and eating a bowl of fruit and nuts for breakfast before the meditation lessons began. The reality was quite different. I found myself among some of the strangest people I've ever met. They were like something from another planet. No sense of humour at all, and everything I said was discussed at length, and I felt as if I was being psychoanalysed. It was a nightmare. I realized what a normal, pleasant existence I had left to come to this place, and I couldn't wait for the course to finish so I could go out for a crazy evening with my thankfully crazy friends.
Speaker 3. We decided to go camping for the first time in our lives, partly to see what it's like, partly because, according to my dad, hotels were getting a bit too expensive. My mum wasn't convinced, and she said she hated the idea of spending a sleepless night in an uncomfortable sleeping bag being bitten by small insects. As it turned out, however, we had a very comfortable first night after a really fun evening with a group of people from all over Europe. We told jokes and chatted away like old friends. Invitations to dinner came in for the next few evenings, and soon we had made a wide circle of friends. I don't think we've ever had so much fun, and Mum is now the keenest camper in the family. Speaker 4.
My family has spent a lot of time in southern Spain, along with about 2 million other English people who escape to the sun every now and then. We did have some wonderful summers there, hanging around with friends. But I did think that we were missing out on something, sticking around with English people in Spain. So, with my parents' permission, I joined the local Spanish dance group. It was the best thing I ever did. The group accepted me and invited me into their homes. None of them spoke English, so you can imagine how my Spanish improved. And you should see me do the flamenco. You'd think I was born in Spain.
Speaker 5. When I was quite young, my parents decided I should spend some time in France to learn the language. It was something I was really looking forward to, as I have always been very adventurous by nature. They got in touch with a family with two small children, and the idea was for me to help them with their English and for them to help me with my French. I tried my best to become part of a family, but it wasn't easy because everything was strange to me. I kept forgetting to shake hands or kiss people on both cheeks. But after a while, I got used to it and things didn't seem so strange anymore. Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1. As usual, it was my parents who decided where we were going on holiday. It really annoys me when they do that, because I think I should have a say in the matter, given that they're dragging me along. So, this year they announced we were going to North Yorkshire to visit the home of the famous Bronte sisters. Now, I'd never even read one of their books, although I'd heard of Jane Eyre, which is probably their most famous one. Anyway, when we arrived there, I thought it was the most boring, empty spot I'd ever seen. So in desperation, I began to read Jane Eyre. Soon, I couldn't put it down, and the wild countryside I'd found so boring became exciting as I got further into the book. It turned out to be one of the best holidays I've ever had. Speaker 2.
I decided to go on a meditation course in a remote monastery, which sounded pretty romantic to me. I liked the idea of getting up at 4 a.m. and eating a bowl of fruit and nuts for breakfast before the meditation lessons began. The reality was quite different. I found myself among some of the strangest people I've ever met. They were like something from another planet. No sense of humour at all, and everything I said was discussed at length, and I felt as if I was being psychoanalysed. It was a nightmare. I realized what a normal, pleasant existence I had left to come to this place, and I couldn't wait for the course to finish so I could go out for a crazy evening with my thankfully crazy friends.
Speaker 3. We decided to go camping for the first time in our lives, partly to see what it's like. Partly because, according to my dad, hotels were getting a bit too expensive. My mum wasn't convinced, and she said she hated the idea of spending a sleepless night in an uncomfortable sleeping bag being bitten by small insects. As it turned out, however, we had a very comfortable first night after a really fun evening with a group of people from all over Europe. We told jokes and chatted away like old friends. Invitations to dinner came in for the next few evenings and soon we had made a wide circle of friends. I don't think we've ever had so much fun and Mum is now the keenest camper in the family. Speaker 4.
My family has spent a lot of time in southern Spain, along with about 2 million other English people who escape to the sun every now and then. We did have some wonderful summers there, hanging around with friends, but I did think that we were missing out on something sticking around with English people in Spain. So, with my parents' permission, I joined the local Spanish dance group. It was the best thing I ever did. The group accepted me and invited me into their homes. None of them spoke English, so you can imagine how my Spanish improved. And you should see me do the flamenco. You'd think I was born in Spain.
Speaker 5. When I was quite young, my parents decided I should spend some time in France to learn the language. It was something I was really looking forward to, as I have always been very adventurous by nature. They got in touch with a family with 2 small children, and the idea was for me to help them with their English and for them to help me with my French. I tried my best to become part of a family, but it wasn't easy because everything was strange to me. I kept forgetting to shake hands or kiss people on both cheeks. But after a while, I got used to it and things didn't seem so strange anymore. That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.